presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City. BBC News Business.
April 20th, 10:04 America, New York. Dubai Airlines resume full schedule after flooding chaos. Emirates Airline has apologized for the disruption, saying its response was far from perfect.
New York Times Business.
April 20th, 8 o'clock America, New York. Can the WNBA make money? A wave of star power has lifted hopes that viewership will pick up for the Women's League.
Global Economy. April 20th, 7 o'clock America, New York. Investors raise bets on euro falling to parity with dollar. Eurozone borrowing costs seen as likely to fall first as strength of U.S. economy lowers chance of imminent rate cuts.
Global Economy.
April 20th, 6:10 America, New York. Rich nations pledge $11 billion to World Bank for climate and global crises. Contributions will boost lending to poorer countries as pressure grows.
New York Times Business.
April 20th, 6 o'clock America, New York. A bill to limit Canada's trade negotiators on farm goods edges nearer to law. The measure from a member of the Bloc Québécois would ban changes to the supply management system for dairy, poultry and eggs. Copyright. Ian Austin, The New York Times. Supply management brings stability, but at a price.
New York Times Business.
April 20th, 5:02 America, New York. You finished IVF, can you donate embryos and get a tax deduction? Some people may consider donating embryos to researchers in light of Alabama's IVF ruling and in advance of other state actions. Would it be considered a charitable gift?
New York Times Business.
April 20th, 5:02 America, New York. Americans' new TV habit: subscribe, watch, cancel, repeat. Many more people are jumping from one streaming subscription to another, a behavior that could have big implications for the entertainment industry. Copyright, Oscar Nimmo.
New York Times Business.
April 20th, 5:01 America, New York. Lasers, inflatable dancers, and the fight to fend off avian flu. Some poultry growers are turning to innovative tactics to protect their flocks, deploying deterrents like drones, air horns, balloons, and decoy predators. Copyright. Tim Gruber for the New York Times. Lauren Bray installed a laser system atop his barn in Minnesota to fend off wild birds that may be carrying avian flu.
New York Times Business.
April 20th, 5:01 America, New York. A man hailed as Cindy Birdsong's rescuer is accused of exploiting her. The son of the former Supreme says in court papers that the man who sought to help his mother after she became incapacitated also took advantage of her financially.
New York Times Business.
April 20th, 5:01 America, New York. Aging in place, or stuck in place. Homeownership is not the boon to older Americans that it once was. Copyright. Kelly Burgess for the New York Times.
Marginal Revolution.
April 20th, 3:02 America, New York. Decoupling from China? Maybe, but maybe not. Amid the current U.S.-China technological race, the U.S. has imposed export controls to deny China access to strategic technologies. We document that these measures prompted a broad-based decoupling of U.S.
Marginal Revolution.
April 20th, 0:41 America, New York. The politics of civil war, full of spoilers, do not read. I saw the film as having very definite politics, and yes, I am aware of the pronouncements of the director, ignore them. I am writing about the movie, what was on the screen.
New York Times Business.
April 20th, 0:01 America, New York. Inside Novo Nordisk, the company behind Ozempic and Wegovy. Novo Nordisk's factories work non-stop turning out Ozempic and Wegovy, its blockbuster weight loss drugs, but the Danish company has far bigger ambitions. Copyright. Charlotte de la Fuente for the New York Times.
New York Times Business.
April 20th, 0:01 America, New York. How Ozempic is transforming a small Danish town. In Kalundborg, population under 17,000, Novo Nordisk is making huge investments to increase production of its popular diabetes and weight loss drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy.
New York Times Business.
April 19th, 2307 America, New York. VW workers in Tennessee vote for union. The Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga is set to become the first unionized auto factory in the South not owned by one of Detroit's big three. Copyright. Melissa Golden for the New York Times. The Volkswagen assembly plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, is the automaker's only plant in the United States, and was the only VW plant in the world that was not unionized.